Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A little past high noon here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, we're taking you up until 2 o'clock. It's game day, Keefe.
Game day.
Game day.
Game day, game night.
Game night, you're right.
Game day. Well, currently game day.
Yeah.
You know, high noon, but it's game night.
You guys have like a good chant at Hobart or anything like that?
Game day, who?
No,
all my game day chants are from Under Armour commercials.
We had one guy, one guy that would do like the Ray Lewis, like any dogs in the house, and I would kind of like walk it back. Like, I'm like, I'm not really one of your dogs.
Yeah,
like you gotta go ahead and bark.
You would do that though.
So yeah, one guy would do the whole. Remember the Ray Lewis, like any dogs in the house?
Yeah.
Any dogs in the house? And they go crazy. But like, there's so many guys on a team that you're like, oh, let me make my way to the back.
They're
not really a part of this.
I really love big crowds.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and headbutt each other. I'll stand over here.
Did he do like the squirrel dance too? Did he do the whole thing?
No, he couldn't do the squirrel dance.
Okay,
but he could really get the team hyped.
You did not to go off on a tangent.
No, please.
Which we're guilty of, but you did the Patriots.com postgame show.
Pre
correct?
And post, sir.
With
it's a long day at the office.
Andy Hart.
Hart Perillo.
Yep. Perillo.
Yep.
I did that when Stephen Ridley got knocked out against the Ravens. What year was that? 2012?
Oh man.
What AFC title game was that?
Yep.
I did that postgame show and Ray Lewis was doing his pump up right outside the studio. And those guys were there. And it was like
intimidating.
It was like kind of a cool thing. Yeah,
kind of cool.
Yeah, you were.
I mean,
like,
if it's Ray Lewis doing it, and you're that close, you're like, all right,
not the linebacker at Hobart.
No, and all due respect to him, but like, yeah, any kind of like anybody not Ray Lewis doing that, it's sort of like, all
right,
that's a Ray Lewis thing.
Right.
Let him do that.
Right.
I remember walking by in that tunnel there doing the show, and you'd run into like players like going out to the field. I saw Ndamukong Suh in like full uniform. I almost fell down. Like he didn't even touch me. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, I don't know if I've been as intimidated by a person in my life.
Was that
as full pad Ndamukong Suh?
Where was
might
he?
Have been Dolphins or Lions.
That's
I forget
I was
where
say.
He was.
Where was he?
Maybe he stopped in with the Dolphins for a little bit, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it might have been then. And I was just like, holy smokes, that guy's a killer.
That's a man.
That is a man. That is a man. How are me and him both humans? Makes no sense.
There's been a few athletes I've felt that way about. Shaq was one.
Shaq's like another planet.
I'm like, that's a big dude. You're also a human?
It's a hoss.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is big.
And Will Fork.
Yep, that's a good one, too.
Well, I don't know. If they ever threw Will Fork in goal, what do you think would happen? 617-779-7937. It's hour number three, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got the Jets tonight, Keefe?
I got the Jets. I think it's going to be close, though. I think it's a competitive game. I mean, look at the line. If you're into that, it's 6.5. I think the Patriots keep it inside of that. But I'll take the Jets. And I know there's been a lot of goodwill about the Patriots thus far. But they did lose to the Seahawks. They gave up a ton of passing yards. The defense had two must stops at the end of regulation and the end of overtime. Couldn't do it. They're also I don't know how long this tap dance of never turning the ball over is going to last, right? Ramondre's dropped the ball a couple of times, but they've recovered it. Brissett hasn't thrown a ton and hasn't thrown a pick yet. So I feel like at some point that's going to change. Combined with that, I also think, and this is where you and I really differ on the Jets overall, at some point I think Aaron Rodgers is going to shake off some of the rust and look like a good, maybe not an MVP quarterback, but look like a top, you know, 5 to 8 quarterback in the NFL. I think that's coming at some point this season. So I'll take the Jets in New York winning a close one.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a big gap between Rodgers and Geno Smith these days, but Geno Smith just shredded him. Right. And so if there's not a big gap, Rodgers can do it too. I'm not a big believer in Rodgers these days. I was very bullish on him last year before the Achilles injury.
Yeah.
That's a career ender for most players. You know, we'll see how Kirk Cousins handled it. He looked better on Monday Night Football last week, and he's had much less time to recover than Rodgers. He's also younger, not by a ton, but he's younger. So quarterbacks in their 40s, it's basically Tom Brady and everyone else. You know, Drew Brees did go 17-6. Brett Favre went 13-12. Brady was 68-30 after his 40th birthday.
And what, two Super Bowls?
Or
one?
No, two.
Was the last one where the Patriots was 40, right? And then with the Bucs.
Yeah. His 6th and 7th, I believe. He was in his 40s for...
Yeah.
Was it more than that? No, it was just those two.
No, I think it was probably just those two.
But Rodgers right now is 1-1. He's had a whole year off. He wasn't great by his standards his last year in Green Bay. So I'm not saying that he can't be at least a decent quarterback in the NFL, but he's not Aaron Rodgers anymore.
No, he's not. But I think even if you took 2022 Rodgers and put him on this Jets team, I think their defense should be better than maybe what it's shown. And Garrett Wilson is probably better now than anybody they had then, right? Because they didn't have Adams that year. Wasn't Adams already with the Raiders?
No, they had all the good young receivers that Jordan Love has now.
Yeah, but those guys, I don't know how ready they were.
But I'm with you. He had lost Davante Adams and he dropped off.
Like, this Jets roster is better than the 22 Packers roster, I guess is what my point is. So even if they don't get 2020 and 2021 Aaron Rodgers, who is back-to-back MVP of the league, then I think he can still be good. And better than this Patriots team, right? I mean, they still have so many issues, you know, things that we haven't really focused a lot on, but we have discussed. Juwan Bentley out. So your leading tackler, your captain middle linebacker out. A third left tackle is getting a start. A guy who was a right tackle at Penn State and we didn't really want to play this year.
That's not
a starting left. Yeah, like all that stuff kind of adds
ideal,
up.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So look, I think the Patriots win. Not cover, win. On the money line. I had them beating the Jets last week. Turp tweeted it. I think it's plus 225.
Oh, yeah. That's good juice.
So Pat's money line tonight. And I think they're 2-1. It's a massive, massive swing game. The difference between 1-2, losing 2 in a row, and maybe you caught Cincinnati with their pants down week 1, versus 2-1. And then you have 10 days to get ready for the Niners, who are banged up and just lost to the Vikings. Then it's Miami without Tua. Houston, they'll probably lose. Jacksonville stinks. Jets again. It's like all of a sudden the schedule looks wide open. It's a huge, massive swing game tonight. I think they win it because the one thing the Patriots do well is run the football on offense, and you can run on the Jets.
Yep.
And I'm not afraid of Aaron Rodgers. So short week in New York, chalk it up for the Pats. You guys can jump in with all your thoughts. How do they win the game? How do you see it shaking out? You can weigh in here on Jones and Keith. Again, 617-779-7937. John's on the pike. Go ahead, John.
How are you today, guys?
Pretty great.
Just a couple things, though. I think the Patriots have a shot in this game to win it. Jacoby Brissett is going to be this way all year. I don't think they're going to play Drake May until Jacoby has, Keith, to your point, has a 3-interception game and we don't do anything. I mean, we still have not beefed up our offensive line. It's still terrible. And we have no pass makers or any wide receivers Jacoby could throw to. So I think they're going to keep this kind of mindset, rely on their defense. I mean, think about it. They're only a blocked field goal away from being 2-0.
No, correct. And look, how would you know with the receivers? I think we all have our feelings about the receivers, but how would you know when Jacoby Brissett won't even look their way? He gives the Patriots a shot tonight. You're not saying the Jets win big.
No, I think
the Patriots cover.
I think they have a chance, yeah.
It's at least a competitive game tonight.
Yeah, no, it is. Because I think Ramondre Stevenson is very good. He's off to a good start to the season. And even with sort of the patchwork offensive line in front of him, he's had success. Antonio Gibson got sprinkled in a lot more last week, too. So you're like, all right, you got a couple of guys. Even though we want the wide receivers to get the ball, Hunter Henry had a really productive day. And, you know, to the caller's point, Brissett's going to have to keep this up, too. Like, can Brissett not turn it over for a third consecutive week? I know that's sort of one of the key attributes of him. Like, he doesn't throw a lot of picks, but he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. So, like, right now, Would anybody sign up for a 8-touchdown, 0-interception season? Like, I mean, I guess. Like, no picks for a whole season would be amazing, but 8 touchdowns? Like, yeah. That's what he's on pace
for. Yeah, mix in a few plays.
Right.
Text line 37937. Yeah, Jones, the thing you forget is we stink too. Fair. Two stinky teams, somebody's going to win.
Well.
That's... Or tie. They're due for a tie.
Text line also asking about the Bozo touchdown parlay. Will the Patriots and Jets be involved in that? No.
We're going to do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Every Friday, we're going to do the Bozo touchdown parlay, which did not hit last week. Billy's hit.
Yep.
But nobody else.
Billy hit Jefferson.
And I think we're also all in on the Survivor League buyback.
Well,
because the whole
ask.
Station, besides Nick, is out. So Nick wins the first one.
We're bringing it back to life.
I think we do a buyback.
Also, that actually
get the paddles, rub them together.
Tomorrow.
We're back.
We can just, you know, we can put a little asterisk on the graphic or something going forward. But why is that? Like, oh, it's the second one.
Well, yeah, because
everybody was out by week two.
Whole station.
Everybody would be out by week three.
Yeah, there's a chance. I don't rule it out.
I think this is the bit now. I think we just, no matter what, no matter how many people are out, we just bring it back everywhere.
Or just to guarantee that we one of us makes it, we have to pick the same game in different teams. So, so one of us is automatically out, one of us automatically moves on.
I like that.
It's like, see, we're in week four.
Yeah,
what more do you want from us?
Look, we made it through.
That's right.
Yeah. Steve's in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
How are you?
Great.
So, wherever you tell me, Brett, wherever you tell me Aaron Rodgers is, we can agree he's clearly better than our guy, right? There's no argument.
Yeah, yes. I would take Rodgers 100%. Yes.
Okay. So if the
would
team
you, Steve, can I just stop? Steve, hang on. Would you take Joe Burrow? Would you take Joe Burrow over Jacoby Brissett?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay. Me too. Okay.
Joe Burrow's 1-9, by the way, in September with his coach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an anomaly. Aaron Rodgers is better than Jacoby Brissett. So for the Patriots to equalize that, their roster has to be the same or better than the Jets, and I don't think it is. So you cannot say they can win this game.
Okay, Steve.
By those metrics.
Okay, Steve.
Unless you have
they can win the game.
Yeah, and like we just disproved
and,
it.
Like it's not.
I like how we just brushed the Bengals thing aside. By the way,
no, they stink all the time.
I have heard that stat though.
Yeah.
I think he has the stat a little wrong. I believe the way I heard it, and I'd have to fact check myself. I believe Burrow's 1-9. In his career the first 2 weeks of the year.
All right, real quick.
Yeah.
Who's better? Be honest.
Yep.
I know Lamar Jackson or Gardner Minshew. Be honest. Who's better?
Lamar.
Who has a better roster, the Ravens or the Raiders?
I like Brock Bowers, Raiders.
So the case closed.
I mean,
the Ravens. Right, so case closed.
Yeah.
So they must have won that game, right? No, they lost.
Some of us have them
in
the Survivor.
Oh, you're telling me they lost that game?
Some of us had them in the now defunct Survivor pool.
No, I mean, honestly, like it's a decent metric overall. Like,
yeah.
Coach quarterback or quarterback specifically, who wins that matchup, who wins the game? Okay, you probably win a lot of times that way, but it's not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, look, Rodgers won the game last week, but like Rodgers or Levis, that's a big gap, right?
It should be a bigger gap.
Jets barely won.
No, as much as I like Aaron Rodgers, you can't look at Aaron Rodgers the first 2 weeks of this season and be like, MVP. Like, no, he's still working off of an injury.
Yeah, let's phrase it this way. This is how I'd phrase it. Rodgers is greater than Jacoby Brissett, but the gap's never been closer. It's never been closer than it is tonight.
That is probably true. And then, like, Robert Saleh, Gerard Mayo, like, that's a close matchup.
Yep.
Maybe even advantage Mayo, even though he's only played two games. You know, Stevenson, Breece Hall, they might cancel each other. Sauce and Gonzo. Like, I don't know. I think the Jets for sure have the better roster, but it's not as big of a gap as he's making it out to be.
No, I would agree with that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The hope is you have a guy in Drake May who's warming and getting ready, and he'll eventually be that type of guy that can elevate that unit. I still wouldn't rush it, but like, the Patriots were 8 of 17 for 48 yards against man coverage. Man coverage is about talent. They were 6 of 8 for 72 yards against zone. I'm guessing that was probably mostly Hunter Henry early on in the game. Beating man coverage is about talent among the receivers and tight ends and what have you. It's not really about scheme. It's right. Just man beating man. Zone is more about scheme beating the coverage. And, you know, what we see so far is the Patriots aren't good enough on the outside to beat man coverage, and that's going to continue to be an issue.
It's Greg Bedard with a cameo from Nick Cattles. Nice. There, discussing the Patriots receivers.
Is this song because the Penguin is out tonight?
Penguin's out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacoby Brissett is in the way.
He's in the way of Drake May.
Oh,
it's kind of a downer a little bit, but I like it. It makes sense.
Defense is in the way of the
they
Patriots
played
receivers.
This in the Batman. The last Batman movie was very dark.
This song was in that movie?
Oh, I think they played like 3 times.
Oh, the whole movie.
I think
really?
They played it like the whole movie. Yeah. It was really good, though.
I thought Ave Maria are the only 2 songs in that movie.
I thought Nick thought they were still playing the Seahawks.
Nope.
I thought we were still going.
It applies to both.
Yeah.
He's standing in the way of Drake May, but also the Penguin debuts tonight.
Also, hear the story about that Batman is going to be the first superhero to get a star on the Walk of Fame.
I'm shocked that he doesn't already have one.
Just Batman.
Batman. Like, who's going to go? Ben Affleck? Or
Adam
West?
Batman must have their own.
RIP, probably.
How many Batman have their own?
Too many.
There's been live action. There was Adam West in, like, the old TV show.
No, I'm saying, how many have their own star on the...
Michael Keaton has a star.
Yeah, Keaton must. Affleck?
Must. George Clooney?
Must.
Robert Pattinson? Question mark?
Maybe.
Probably not yet, but he's good. He could probably be in some...
a lot of Batman on the Walk of Fame.
Val Kilmer probably deserves one.
Yeah. He's probably got one.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet they all do. And now it's just Batman, so I don't know who goes and, like, represents Batman.
They all do it?
Maybe they're all there.
I'm Batman.
No, I'm Batman. Will Arnett from Lego Batman. You get them all there.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Okay. I didn't realize he had that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that going for him. That's good. So the Patriots and wide receivers, how do they get them going tonight? And is this the week to do it? Are you going to force feed the wide receivers when the way to exploit the Jets is in the run game? One text here, 37937. Guys, serious question. How confident do you feel in the Pats running game when the left side of the line is hurt? The left side of the line is not hurt. City Sal's been hurt the whole year.
Yeah, we haven't seen him at all.
Has been hurt the whole year. And so you're on your third left tackle. I don't think, no matter who your left tackle is, you're great.
I mean, they ran for 185 yards against Seattle.
Look, say what you want about Van Pelt. I think they look good in the run game. Like, that looks good to me. Yeah. I just wish they could mix in a pass every once in a while.
Oh, that would help.
But they look good in the run game. So I'm confident you can run on the Jets. Jordan Mason ran wild on them. The Titans and Tony Pollard ran last week.
Right.
I think the Patriots can do that. Real quick before the four-pack. Johnny's in Brooklyn waiting patiently. Johnny, hello.
Johnny.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
How's yous doing? All right, here's what I got for you today. Aaron Rodgers, he actually makes me want to thank ESPN for their after-school programming when I was a teenager in the early 2000s. Okay. I never thought I'd be in that position, but, you know, to think that he'd be going on Pat McAfee, who deserves, you know, part of the blame that I'm, you know, saying, he's a tool too. For them to be, you imagine coming home from school as a teenager and you're watching these two with their like QAnon COVID stuff. So between Rodgers and Brissett, and I think most NFL quarterbacks are better than Brissett, I would rather be rooting for Jacoby than be put in a position to try to root for Rodgers. That said, Jets are going to win tonight. Pats are going to lose next week, too. 1-16. It's on the table.
Well, all right, 16, that took a long way to get there. That's
the most
valuable
vaccinated player.
Pat McAfee catching strays there.
So
he would rather root for Brissett because he's a better person than Aaron Rodgers. I kind of throw that out the window when it comes to sports. I want my teams to win.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to hang out with any of these guys in reality anyway.
Rodgers is a hard guy to root for, but if you're, you know.
I kind of like him.
If you're 14-3. Oh, so
I've gone the other way. Yeah, because he is. He's so hated. People hate him for everything he does. I kind of like him. I think he's kind of funny.
He's leaned into it a bit.
You know, is it Caleb Pressey
does the Sunday Conversation?
Sunday Conversation on Barstool.
Yeah.
Which is like hilarious. Like one of the funnier things those guys do.
Yeah. Where Glennie Balls is just
eating ice cream
on Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
But he had Aaron Rodgers on, and Aaron Rodgers came across as way more like self-deprecating than people would probably think. He was actually really good on, this was a couple years ago. But it was pretty hilarious. I don't know. I find him kind of funny. Like, I don't know. You have to agree with everything he says, but like, do you agree with everything every one of your friends says or everything that every Patriot player says?
Yeah.
I hope not.
I mean, look, I don't find Rodgers the easiest guy to root for, but whatever. What does that have to do with the game? And he's still picking the Jets tonight.
Yeah, he doesn't think they're going to win another game. So
why was ESPN after school programming catching strays?
I don't know
strays?
What he's talking about. Oh, I think he's referring to not McAfee, having McAfee then?
I see. So,
that was really just an anti-McAfee call.
Yeah.
Disguised as a Patriots prediction.
Because let me tell you, the after school programming when we were younger was fantastic.
What the hell was
around the horn and then PTI?
Oh.
What was the only hour you needed?
Yeah, that wasn't, I guess it wasn't right after
that
school.
That was 5 to 6.
Maybe if you had like a practice.
Six.
It was like right after, it was, you,
it
you right have a practice
o'clock.
And then
go. No, yeah. I forget. Right into the 6 o'clock show, Sports Center.
Yeah, Sports Center.
Well, then like middle school, I remember we got a satellite dish, made its way out to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get cable in.
So we had, the cable. I didn't either for a long time.
Yeah, we had to do DirecTV. Yeah.
And then next thing you know, like we get the Superstation, WGN, and I saw so many Cubs day games. You come home and the Cubs would be on the old Cubbies.
The old Cubbies.
Harry Carey talking about Sammy Sosa socking dingers. I'm like, this is good.
Let me tell you, that around the horn right into PTI, though. What an hour.
See, that's, I guess, a little bit earlier. I was watching like Golden Girls and Designing Women. That was a big block. Those were two great shows.
What were those on? Because I'd come home and
I don't know. We only had like channel 4, 5, 7, and 9 or whatever it was.
I would come
home
too many. If I wasn't watching your ESPN. Saved by the Bell, I feel like was a big after. These were reruns.
I feel like I watched more Saved by the Bell before school.
It was also on before
after.
School.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince was on after school.
Hmm. You guys watched a lot of Night Court?
Those were I didn't make it to Night Court.
I watched a lot of Night Court. That was probably more like 7. That's not the after. That's like leading into primetime
TV.
They
just brought that back. I don't think.
Night Court?
Yeah.
Is John Larroquette on there?
Nope.
He is.
Oh, he is.
John Larroquette is.
In your face, Jones?
Harry Anderson.
I was thinking
of
Harry Anderson. Definitely not on
the
show.
He's not with us.
John Larroquette
was. It's his daughter now. Whoever.
She's the.
What was Harry Anderson's name on the show?
I think it was also Harry.
Either way, it's his daughter who's the judge now, and John Larroquette is still there.
I see.
Still just prosecuting, just putting guys away.
Yeah, just like drunks and women of the night. Yeah, exactly.
It's a good show, though. Had its time.
Had its time.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, I think. Sign after school. 617-779-7937. It's a four-pack leading up to the Patriots and the Jets. We normally call it a Friday four-pack.
That's right.
But it ain't Friday. What are our questions here today, Billy?
Number one, if you could take any player off the Jets, put him on the Patriots, who would it be?
You want Garrett me to go Wilson. First? I'm okay. going Garrett Wilson. Yeah. I think there's a lot of nominees. I can get to him after you go with your answer, but I think it's definitely Garrett Wilson. I think he's a true number one receiver, very young, so he's like just getting into the prime of his career. I think he's going to be one of those guys that we talk about consistently as a top 10 wideout, which is a very competitive field now, but I think he is one of those. They have a lot of good options because they've drafted really well the last couple of years, but especially if we're talking about putting him on the Patriots, it's Garrett Wilson.
Okay. I'm not as bullish on Garrett Wilson as you are, that he's a top 10 receiver, et cetera. And I have not loved what I've seen outside of one drive so far through two games.
Drive.
Oh, the drive was phenomenal.
Whew.
I had the overs for Garrett Wilson in that game. In a related story. But I don't know if he's that good of a receiver, but he'd easily be the Patriots' best receiver.
Oh, and that's so, not even for debate.
I'd take him. I'd plug him in on this team. Assuming, since we agree on Garrett Wilson, who would your next pick be?
Sauce.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner.
Then?
Quinton Williams.
Oh, okay. I'd go Breece Hall, I think.
So I like Breece Hall, but I like Ramondre.
You don't think he's that much better than Ramondre?
No, and he might be better, but not by a ton. And because they're similar age, and you just signed Ramondre, too. So
look,
I'm good. I think
you don't have Barmore right now. Quinton Williams makes sense.
Yeah. And then play them together if Barmore comes back. Like,
how far do you got to go to get to Rodgers?
Well, probably. So I think if Rodgers was on this Patriots team, I don't think they win a ton of games. Like, I got him down there, and I even like Rodgers more than you do. And then next year, I want to hand the thing off to Drake May. If not already this year, I want to hand the thing off to Drake May. So, like, he doesn't make a lot of sense for this team for me. So, yeah, I would have to go a ways down there.
Who would you go with, Billy?
Alan Lazard. Kept it simple.
Oh, Lazard?
A little wide out.
Would Alan Lazard be the Patriots' best receiver?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now, yes.
Mike Williams, I guess, played a lot more last week.
Oh, yeah,
he was invisible week one. Big Mike Williams, best receiver on the Patriots?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if he was on the team and if he was, I don't even know. He's like never healthy, though, is his problem.
Who
he
else?
Be the best receiver on the team for two games?
Who else they have? Xavier?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's fine.
Xavier Gibson with a P? Would he be their best receiver? Okay. That's what
was it Braylon Allen?
Oh, the backup running back.
The other back had two tugs last week.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Keep him out of the end zone tonight,
not
right, Keith?
That's the plan. We got a big fantasy matchup. We're going to have to play defense against
Don't
that guy.
Moon and Keys.
I mean, I feel like if you're going against Braylon Allen, that's already a win, but maybe I'm wrong
it
about
it. It could
that.
Be, but they don't famous last words.
What's our second question, Billy?
Can the Jets win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes, they can. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to turn things around and catch a couple of breaks, but they can. We just went through all these guys. They have a really talented team, and if Rodgers can play 85% of what he was the last couple of years in Green Bay, I think they can win.
Yeah, I don't. They're still the Jets. And so, like, when it comes to their talent level, I do like their talent level. But I don't like their coach. I don't think Rodgers is as good as he used to be. I do think Wilson is a little overrated. I think their defense is banged up. And they're still the Jets. So, no, my whole lifetime, the Jets can't win anything. So, no, they cannot and they will not win the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers has struggled in the postseason.
Yep.
The Jets have been the Jets. Does that cancel each other out?
Two wrongs make a right.
Bang, Super Bowl.
You know what? I hadn't considered it that
way. Just something to kind of mull over.
Billy, break the tie.
Yeah. What do you think? Can they win the Super Bowl?
No.
All right.
Nice.
The Jets.
Good. Yeah.
They're going to jet themselves.
No reason to overthink it any
Simple.
More than that.
That's fine.
All right. What jersey, past or present, would you want the most?
I feel like we have the same answer. Go, though.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay. No, same team. I like Wayne Grabet.
Well, obviously, it's the same team.
No, same. I mean, literally, teammates. I'm sorry. The same era of the
Jets.
No,
I don't want Wayne Grabet. I want Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, I like Wayne Grabet.
Keyshawn hated Wayne Grabet.
Oh, they did.
Get the ball too much.
That's why.
Yeah, my face.
Why want Wayne Grabet?
No, I like Keyshawn. I like the number two because he was doing it before everybody else. He was wearing number 19 as a wide receiver way before everybody else. Now, no receiver wears a number in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Even before they made the change where you can wear like single digits. Everybody was switching to like 11 or 13 or 19.
11's fast.
Keyshawn kind of started that trend. Yeah, 11 is fast.
Tyquan Thornton.
Julio Jones.
Tyquan Thornton can't play, but I wish, but
no.
He looks fast in that thing. Yeah.
So Jets is also a jersey I would probably just never wear just because it's the Jets. Like, no thing. But Keyshawn, Darrell Revis isn't a bad one because he was nasty when he was there.
Brandon Marshall.
You could go Oh, that's right. Brandon Marshall. Yeah, you could go Brandon Marshall.
Eric Decker.
Curtis Martin?
Eric Decker. So I was going to say Curtis Martin would probably be my
other
choice.
That one stings, but it's also, not his fault.
But it's a little homage to the Patriots.
Tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap and homage.
Yeah. How far do you have to go to get to Ken O'Brien?
Far.
Ken O'Brien?
I'll go far. He didn't make Kuiper's list earlier today.
I'm surprised he didn't get a toss his name in
where
there.
Where was Ken O'Brien on that
good
list.
Ken O'Brien teams. Not really.
Who do you want the jersey for, Billy?
Not great in the booth. Liked him on the field. Jonathan Vilma.
Oh, Vilma. Yeah, on the field, Vilma.
Hmm.
A buddy in college had Sean Ellis, who was their D end?
He had one of theirs. Well, that draft, the Sean Ellis draft, yeah. I believe was like, I think.
John Abraham?
Pennington, Abraham, Ellis, Anthony Becht. Were they all the same draft?
Well, one of those.
There was one year where the Jets had like four first-round picks.
Yeah, one of them was from Belichick. One of them was from the Patriots. It was for Belichick. They gave up that pick.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Pennington? Was it four first-round picks?
That seems high. No, I don't think Anthony Becht was that same year, was he? Then they also drafted Kyle Brady over Warren Sapp, and they almost melted down when they were doing the draft because they were in New York.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, there's some bad ones along the way.
Hang on. I'm efforting on the Jets and their draft history. I thought they had four first-round picks one year.
Go Antonio Cromartie.
Well, lot of then you could
name his kids.
Have a list of all the children. There you go.
Oh, here's some coming in. DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Keith.
Yeah.
Sean Ellis at 12.
Yep.
John Abraham, 13. Chad Pennington, 18. At 27, Anthony Becht.
Holy smokes. So Anthony Becht was that draft.
What
so
draft.
One of those was Lavernius
Coles in the third round?
Dude, Lavernius Coles, nice.
Player.
He played with Peter Warwick at Florida State. That was a good team.
Lavernius Coles, good.
I think he got thrown out of Florida State, maybe.
What a draft.
That's a good. They drafted well that year.
I could go for a Lavernius Coles jersey, actually, now that we're talking it out.
Anthony Becht, kind of a bust, though.
No, Becht didn't work out.
First round tight end. You got to be better than that,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, no, that didn't work out one bit. Wayne Corbett, by the way, you're way shortchanging.
No, I just didn't really like him.
Now, let me tell you, the number's actually not that great for him. Actually.
I was going to say, I was like
overhyping him a bit. Man make a Pro Bowl? No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
1,000.
Goddamn Jets.
Thank you, sir.
1,000-yard season.
One 1,000-yard season? He never mentioned his name again.
He was their Edelman.
No, that's, yeah. No, Edelman had a 1,000-yard season, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't make a Pro Bowl.
No.
Huh. He's their Edelman. Jets Hall of Famer.
No, Edelman greater than Corbett.
Yeah, but they're close.
No, Corbett like, didn't even play in the playoffs. Edelman had like a million playoff moments.
Not his fault.
Yes, it is.
Did Corbett play with Brady? He wouldn't play in playoff games?
Randy Moss out of the Jones to Keefe Hall of Fame because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Now Wayne Corbett gets no blame for his run.
Yeah. Well,
I just wanted to make sure we're consistent.
He's a Jet. That's not his fault. All right, what's our
last
question?
He should have demanded a trade.
What is the first thing you think of when you hear New York Jets?
Butt fumble.
Oh, wow.
100% butt fumble. Nothing encapsulates a franchise more than that play.
Not to bring this show up for the second time, where were you when the butt fumble happened?
Oh, I was actually at my in-laws.
I was stuffed with turkey doing the Patriots.com postgame show.
Got it.
At Gillette Stadium. Not thrilled with my life.
I believe I was.
But that was an entertaining moment.
That was unreal.
Butt fumble.
What a moment in time. So, Mark Sanchez just right into the rear.
Could they get a whole 30 for 30 out of that?
Yeah.
A whole
at least do a short. Remember they did the short on the fake A-Rod trade or the almost A-Rod trade?
You could do like a 10-minute short. Could you do a 30 for 30 on it?
I think so. You talk to a lot of the people involved. You talk to like witnesses, talk to the announce team. You talk to Sanchez.
Where were you when?
A lot of where were yous.
Okay.
What was the after effect? Did you think about retiring?
Where were you when? You know, they asked Mark Sanchez. He's like, I was up a butt.
Yeah,
that's
what
I swear I was. Yeah, I was inside another man's
there
butt.
I was, minding my own business, trying to pick up a sneaky yard. Next thing I know, I get tackled by my own guard. I slipped on a banana peel and went face first into the rear end of my right guard.
I was going to say Fireman Ed, but I like your answer better.
Fireman Ed's just the pathetic
a
loser,
sad loser family who, like, didn't he renounce the Jets at one point?
Yeah, but then he came crawling back.
Yeah, he's
like,
back.
Get out of here.
Fireman Ed's still the first thing I think of
with
the loser Jets. What do you think of, Bill?
So butt fumble is obviously up there.
Yeah.
Drunk Namath is up there.
Oh, Drunk Namath.
Drunk Namath is one. And then there was one.
I was watching that live. I remember that. Was that in college, maybe?
I remember
being like, what is happening?
I want to say it was over Christmas break from college. I was home, but
okay.
I was a college student, I believe. But yeah, I want to say that was like right around winter break. I think I was back in Vermont for that. But
okay.
I remember that. That's a good one.
And the other one, I think, is this is random, and it was an injury. It was the Dennis Byrd injury.
Oh.
It was like one of the first things I remember about the Jets. Dennis Byrd was the defensive end that went in to tackle the quarterback and ended up breaking his neck.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I he's mobile.
Okay.
Or he became. But yeah, that's like one of the first memories I have of Jets football was that guy getting injured.
Huh.
Yeah, I think the Susie Colbert, Joe Namath thing was December of 2003.
Yeah,
so
we
might have been on break, but we were in college.
Yeah, I was home from Northeastern, but I was, I remember where I was watching that.
I'm like, thanks, Joe! I was like, oh, my God, what am I watching?
Sounded like me last weekend, Joe. What are you doing?
So there you go.
Does that work for you?
There's no way that's going to work.
It's just funny. I just want to kiss
that's
you right
now. Kiss you. Okay, back to you guys.
It's an interesting place for your brand. I'm surprised he didn't go farther, quite frankly. It was more aggressive.
Broadway Joe.
He actually kept it together pretty well when you think about it.
You know what he wore under those fur coats?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, just
nothing.
It's like a turtle shell down there.
Pantyhose? Wasn't he a pantyhose guy?
He may have been. What does that mean? He wore them?
I think he wore them as like an advertisement thing. Like, if these things can get over my manly legs without ripping, women are going to love them.
Like, oh, that's pretty cool, dude. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, he's a notorious pantyhose sniffer. That's what he is. Everybody knew that about Broadway Joe. For bank robbing. So there you go. It's a four-pack on a Thursday.
Love it.
For Patriots and Jets tonight on Prime. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into your thoughts. We can circle back to Bill as well. Bill Belichick taking shots at Gerard Mayo and the Pats. Is that helping him out? I don't think so. And we'll explain why next.
Same thing in New England and Seattle. New England had 2 3-and-outs at the end of the game, one in regulation, one in overtime, and then Seattle drove down for the tying field goal and then drove it 75 yards for the winning field goal in overtime. So that fourth quarter, well, that's a combination of conditioning, coaching strategy, figuring out what's going on, whatever the case might be, it's a combination. But that fourth quarter, as you said, stands alone, and you got to be able to play well to close out games in the fourth quarter in this league.
That is Bill Belichick on Coach, surrounded by literal yes men.
Correct. The definition of yes men.
Matt Patricia and
Lombardi.
Thank you. Mike Lombardi. I was just thinking to myself, it's like if Bill, where would they draw the line if Bill asked them to do something?
Oh, I don't think you want to go there.
Like,
no,
where,
I don't think you want to
where
go there.
Where are those two drawing the line if Bill asked for something?
I think...
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't go
Patricia
there.
Patricia might not.
There's no line.
There might not be a line. Lombardi, maybe. He's like, I can do. No, maybe not, though.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Like, where do the, like, Bill asks them, he's like, hey, go pick up my dry cleaning.
Yeah.
No-brainer.
Oh, no problem.
No-brainer.
Probably on the way to get the food.
Fetch me a coffee.
Yeah.
That's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
If I'm talking about, like, you know, lick the bottom of my shoes.
Just really humiliate them.
Yeah.
For his own enjoyment.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think that's off the table.
I found some gum under this table.
It depends on how bored Bill gets.
Yeah.
Is what I think what he'd make those guys do. But it's funny because he was basically just saying what happened. Like the first half of that cut is just him being like, this is what happened. Like 3-and-outs.
Yeah.
Field goal. But then he drops the, you know, it's all about coach strategy. In those games, like, okay.
What an a-hole move.
So when they beat Cincinnati, there was no coach strategy to be had.
No.
But they lose to Seattle in a game that they were winning in the fourth quarter, and that's all coach strategy. That lost them the game.
And so this is my gripe. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We have Keith's keys. You go get your keys yet?
No, next break.
Keith's keys. Come on.
I'm keeping them warm.
Keith's keys.
Keeping them warm.
At 1 o'clock.
Do you think
so? Stay tuned for
Bill
it.
Belichick has ever asked Matt Patricia to eat a pine cone? It's like on that episode of Family Guy. Remember Lois's dad?
Yeah.
Eat the pine cone.
Eat the pine cone.
It's so bad.
Eat it. Come on. For my enjoyment.
Yeah, Patricia's like, no problem. Bill's like, what else could you do?
Regular day in the fall. Go outside, get 3 pine cones.
What else would you do with the pine cone?
All
see
bets
how far
you
can push them? Yeah, seriously.
All bets are off.
One in a million, Doc.
So when it comes to the game tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. Bill there.
Yeah.
My issue is...
I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
That would be painful.
I would not wish that even on Matt Patricia. And so my issue with Bill's not wrong there. Like the analysis is not wrong. The issue is where was that the week before? Like where was
like,
that,
why
where
not?
Was the compliments the week before? And I don't think any of this is helping Bill. Like I think you say why not? I think Bill thinks this helps him. And I don't know how closely Jerry Jones and... Jeff Lurie and even Woody Johnson. I don't know how closely they're following all of this from Bill and every single media hit he does. How could you? He's on everything, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Bill believes this helps him, and I think anybody who's following it even halfway closely looks at it and says, well, you're just dumping on them when they lose and you're ignoring them when they win. I don't see how that helps.
Yeah, no, I don't either. And I just think that really nobody wanted him last year. So he was closer to the league. He had just finished the season, and nobody wanted him. He got one interview in Atlanta, and they ended up going with Raheem Morris. So, like, what number of teams would even be interested? I think we go back to the same list, be like, all right, it has to be Jerry Jones. It has to maybe be the Jets or the Bills or somebody like that convincing themselves. But the trend in the league is to hire 30-year-old guys that were a coordinator for a season. Like, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
So the oldest coach – in the league, you just saw the two oldest coaches leave, right? We were talking about it last week going into the Seahawks game because Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick gone. They were replaced by the two youngest coaches in the league. So I get why Bill took some of these jobs. I don't think he needed to take all of them. I get them being like, hey, Bill, don't disappear for a year because it's going to be hard to convince a team that you're still relevant or whatever.
He took that advice far too literally.
Yeah. He's like, well, I just got a call from so-and-so. Like, I'm taking that. They're like, okay. But aren't you already doing that? Well, yeah, I'm doing that. Oh, and I'm also doing that. Yeah, and then, well, I got to be over here for this.
And by the way, I'm bringing Patricia and Lombardi with me.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
But that's the other problem is if you do take 1,000 jobs, you're going to be asked, you would think about almost every game. Like, how would you not? Everywhere you go, let alone the team that you were just on, and you avoid it after they win, and you talk about it after they lose. So now we have to kind of keep tabs on this as the year goes on. If they lose tonight, is he right out there talking about the fourth quarter coaching strategy? And if they win, is he like, looking forward to the Sunday slate?
Okay, well, so that, I do think Bill's in a tough spot if they win tonight, because this is an island game. It's the only standalone, nationally televised game the Patriots have. So the whole football-watching world tomorrow.
2.5 days to talk about it.
Tomorrow, everyone will be reacting to that game, tonight's game. So if they win, what's Bill going
to
do?
Because there's got to be, what, on his Sunday show, I'm sure there's a whole dedicated chunk just to the Thursday game.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And so, you know, but if it's a Sunday night game, Bill could ignore it and lean in on the rest of the Sunday slate. Even Monday, you can lean in on the rest of the league.
Oh, he proved he could ignore it after week one.
100%. So this one's a little more difficult, and it'll stand out if the Patriots win, and I think they will. It'll stand out, but you probably have the right answer. Keith, you said this earlier in the show.
Yeah, he can talk about it in a way where it's, if the Patriots win, it's Robert Saleh's fault.
We'll just crap on the Jets.
But specifically Saleh, because I don't think he wants to go overboard with the Jets, because I do think that's one of his possible landing spots.
That's a good theory.
So you got to rip the coach because you'd be replacing him. You don't want to go too far ripping, you know, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, and even Aaron Rodgers, which I don't think he would anyway. He loves Aaron Rodgers. But even the young guys, because you might go there. Because remember before the Jets played the Niners week one, which was the Monday night game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did a dedicated preview to that. He was going on and on about how good Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall are, and he and Matt Patricia were like, you can't stop these guys.
Yeah.
These guys are insane.
What a duo.
So I think that would be the case. And so if the Patriots somehow, who he thinks stink, if they somehow beat the Jets, it's got to be Robert Saleh. Even if it isn't. Even if he has a clean game, like he'll find a way.
You're right. That helps him two ways. One, it potentially shoves Saleh out the door, which is probably happening no matter what, unless the Jets make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And two, he avoids talking about Jerod Mayo. Did you notice while you're talking about complimenting the Jets roster, did you notice in the Christian Gonzalez clip we played, or I don't know if it made the actual cut we played on the air, but the longer clip on the McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers complimenting Christian Gonzalez, he spoke up Bill's defense, even though Bill's not even here.
Of course.
So like,
well, they're still running Bill's defense. If it's good, it's Bill's defense. If they're not, well, they made adjustments.
Then it was Mayo and Covington.
Yeah, exactly.
Who, by the way, we'll talk to DeMarcus Covington tomorrow.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. First meeting
Friday.
With the DC.
Yeah.
We had the OC last week.
So,
and then we'll have the SP, or STC. The following week.
Is he in the mix?
Special teams coordinator.
Yes. Okay.
Jeremy Springer.
Okay.
I think that's just the rotation we're going to have.
Okay. Yeah. So that'll be week three. Our buddy JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, quick question on that.
On that what,
Jones, McAvoy.
JP, hang on.
Split.
Hang on. You broke up. What?
No, I was just wondering before the Pat's question, you were talking about your multiple personalities. Are we talking James McAvoy and split kind of personality there?
Yeah, that's like four or five.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would explain the glass and the cupcakes, maybe. So, offensive lineman, if I'm a Pats offensive lineman, at what point do you say, what the bleep? We are pro players. Everybody keeps saying how bad we are. Does Mayo have to put May in at some point to give the line confidence? Or else he's got to make a stronger statement, because that's all you hear every week. The line's no good. That's why he's not putting May in.
Well, he was pretty complimentary of the offensive line after week one. He walked it back last week.
But I also think that's more of like us talking. Like, that's sort of a theory a lot of people have. But I think they could also paint it like, well, we don't think Brissett's going to turn it over. We think Drake May will. That's independent of the offensive line. So I'm sure the offensive line doesn't hear the criticism as much as like, like when we talk about it and callers call and talk about why Drake May isn't playing, we point to that first, but I don't think that's the case inside there.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on Pats and Jets tonight. National standalone game. How's Bill going to wiggle out of this one if the Patriots win? Which I think they will. Even Keefe has them covering. So we expect a competitive game tonight. And stay tuned. How do the Patriots keep it competitive? How would they win?
Oh, the Keys can tell you.
Keefe's Keys is back, and it's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.